Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Our first daily cancellation of the week revisits a theme that we have become familiar with in this segment. Another video has gone viral of a young person, appears to be Gen Z, bitterly lamenting the fact that he's expected to work. In fact, he says that this expectation is sick and twisted, quote unquote. Here he is.
It's sick and twisted that I have to work just to survive, just to live my life for basic ass necessities. I don't want to work until the day I die just to eat and sleep. Free housing, free healthcare shouldn't be a pipe dream. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you should be doing this or that. No. Like, what if I don't want to be rich? What if I want to achieve shit? I still have to work till the day I die just to live, just to survive. People give up their entire lives just to retire at the ripe age of 60 whatever. For what? To get paid dirt even then? Just to feed into a capitalistic system that does not give a about you. God didn't make me the smartest angel, but I know that needs to change. And I don't want to be told that I should be happy to have a job where it's taking up 40 hours of my week. You know, I want to spend time with my family. I want to do that is fulfilling to me. But all that like requires so much privilege, requires so much wealth, and it's just messed up.
That's it? Only 40 hours a week? That is incredible to me. I can't even like conceive of only doing 40 hours of work in a week. Okay, so we have again a young man who appears to be well-fed, appears to be living in some kind of comfortable shelter, presumably a house or an apartment, and who is obviously blessed with any number of luxuries like a phone, internet connection, we can assume copious amounts of hair product. He has all of this and yet doesn't believe that work should be a requirement to maintain it. It's sick and twisted that he should have to work just to live, let alone to afford his hair conditioner. As I've often said in response to these kinds of disturbingly common complaints from his generation, bitching about the fact that you have to work is like bitching about the fact that you have to breathe. You might as well make a video whining like, you're telling me I have to breathe every second of the day just to live? Exhale, inhale all the time just to live? What if I don't want to breathe? What if I want to live at the bottom of the ocean like a starfish? Why should breathing be a requirement? This is sick and twisted. On a certain way, you'd be kind of right. It is unfortunate that we have to breathe. We have to eat, we have to sleep. All of these are chores that we are compelled to complete every day, or in some cases, every second of the day. It'd be a lot easier if we didn't have to do any of that. It'd be easier if we could exist as immortal, indestructible supermen who need nothing and want nothing and can do anything without expending any energy at all. That would be nice. But that is not how things are. He says that there should be universal housing and universal healthcare, and we should be given all the food that we need to eat. Who exactly is building the houses that we are living in? Who is cultivating the food? You could say, well, the government will do it. But the government is not a genie that can make things materialize out of thin air. The government can only hire, or more likely conscript, other people to build the homes and harvest the food and so on. No matter what system is in place, someone, lots of people, have to work in order to keep all of society afloat and all of the many mouths, including your own, fed. Capitalism doesn't demand it. Life demands it. What you are demanding is not that you get to drop out of the system, but that you be granted the privilege of benefiting from it without contributing to it. You want slaves is what you want.
Hey, Dale, I noticed your lawn's getting a little high.
Yeah, I used to have a guy for that. Dick.
That's what you want. You have all the moral credibility of a plantation owner in the 1840s. You have less moral credibility, in fact, because even those plantation owners personally did more work than what you're willing to do, apparently. No! You know, you're sitting there saying, hey, I have a proposal. Here it is. I'll do nothing at all, and you guys will take care of me and do all the work, and in exchange, I will contribute absolutely nothing of value to the world. How's that sound? Sounds like life needs to give you some shock therapy, son. Keeping windshields clean is always a pain, especially with all the rain we've been getting here in Nashville. So that's why I am so grateful to have Windshield Wow. Windshield Wow is an innovative windshield cleaning device that uses two magnetic cleaning paddles, one on the outside and one on the inside of your car, to clean both sides of a windshield, all from the outside. Being able to clean both the front and the inside window at the same time is a game changer. I wish I had one of these years ago. Seriously, all you do is push around the outside paddle and the inside follows automatically, leaving your windshield squeaky clean. Just in January, we had a pretty big snowstorm, and with all the dirt and salt piled up on the roads, washer fluid just couldn't get the job done. Luckily, I had a Windshield Wow in my trunk to save the day. That's what is so awesome about Windshield Wow. It's so easy to throw these in the back of your car, so you always have a clean windshield. The Windshield Wow applies firm cleaning pressure. It's super thin to get into those tight dashboard areas. What are you waiting for? Go to windshieldwow.com and use code Walsh at checkout for a special discount. That's windshieldwow.com, code Walsh. By the way, just so you know, the only reason you're able to exist and survive as such a soft, non-contributing little brat is because of capitalism. You complain that capitalism has made your life so difficult, but in fact, the greatest indictment on capitalism is that it has made your life far too easy. Prior to our modern capitalistic age, somebody with your attitude would be dead. You would have died a long time ago. That's the situation that most people historically have faced, and even today in most parts of the world. You are working every day, every single day, sun up to sundown, and when the sun goes down, you fall asleep dead tired, and then you get up and you do it all over again. And if you tried to drop out of that system, you either would have died of starvation, or else the other people in your community or village would have banded together and killed you. But let's not allow that to distract us from a more important point. As a young man, you shouldn't want to not work. You shouldn't want to coast through life. As a young man, you should have big dreams and goals. You should have designs on conquering the world. You may lack wisdom and experience, but you should not lack for ambition. I mean, that's the one thing you should not lack for. I can remember being in my early 20s. I was impulsive, somewhat petulant. Some would say I still am on both counts. But I had ambition. If someone had offered to hand me $1 million when I was like 22, I would have taken it because I'm not crazy, but I didn't want it to be handed to me. I didn't sit around dreaming of that. It wasn't, my dream was not winning the lottery.
I won the lotto, and I don't have to sit here anymore and listen to your bull, you crazy.
I wanted to earn it myself. I wanted to do it myself so that I could say that I did it. I wanted to scratch and claw my way to success. I just look with revulsion at the young people who don't have this ambition. The folly of youth is supposed to be an overabundance of ambition, you know, fearlessness, a propensity to take too many risks, to be too wild in the risks that you take. If you're a young person, you have no family, no kids, nothing. You can move anywhere. You can try different things. You can take risks. There's almost nothing at stake. How can you be this jaded and lazy already? Well, I know the answer. And it's not that the world is so much harder for young people today. I don't want to hear that. It's not that they've been dealt a tougher hand than anyone else in history was ever dealt. Now, there are some unique and profound challenges that young people today face, of course, but you don't have to go back that far in history to find generations who face struggles that none of us could ever conceive of. That's how hard they were. I think the answer is much more banal. The fact is that the digital age, phones, screens, porn, video games, social media, has acted as a great mental numbing agent. Kids aren't programmed from a young age to seek stimulation and affirmation from anything but the little dopamine machines that they carry around in their pockets. The only success they crave is the kind that can be measured in likes and shares. They're never alone with their own thoughts long enough to develop the sort of rich inner life where all of those dreams and ambitions are supposed to live and grow.
No more iPad.
Now, there may be more to the problem, but there isn't much more to it than that. I don't think there is. We got an entire generation addicted to phones practically from birth, and as a result, we destroyed for many of them any hope that they might become successful and well-rounded as people. And along with that, we destroyed civilization as well. But the good news is that the aliens are just going to vaporize us anyway. So it's all a moot point. Oh!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.